All right, here we go. Welcome to Cinema Crespo Diso bonus episode.
Bonus!
Whoa, that was loud.
Yeah, it was. I apologize.
Here we go. Bonus episode.
I apologize.
No problem. You just don't have to eat the microphone when you're shouting into it. I heard that. That hurt my ears.
That looks so delicious.
We're going to do a quick summer movie guide. I don't know how quick it'll be. We'll see. It's me, your fearless leader, Christopher Crespo. I am here with Drewster Cogburn. How's it going, Drew?
Doing okay. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And a super special guest, Soul Brother Kevin. Kevin,
hey,
how's it going?
Hey, West Side.
How's it going?
I got
going?
An ice cube on you.
That was good. Yeah.
What's up?
Very unexpected.
Exactly. What's going on?
Chilling, man. Very, very happy to have you here. Welcome back into the Crespo Diso studio.
I am glad to be here.
I always appreciate
it. Yeah, man, it's always a good time. What's going on, Drip?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Just getting ready to talk about these summer movies that are coming out, man.
I can't wait.
I am way excited for a lot of these.
Yeah, we're going to go
not
through.
Lie. It's going to be a good summer.
We're going to go through the coming soon for May, June, July, and August of 2013, obviously, because that's this year. And we'll talk about the ones that are really worth talking about, the ones that people really want to see, and maybe one or two that I think people should want to see.
We'll also going to be a cruel summer.
It can be.
Definitely.
It definitely can.
It can be. There have been cruel summers.
Oh, yes.
I remember 2011 was particularly...
Oh, that it was. Cruel. That was a cruel summer.
But we'll see. From the outset, I think 2013 looks pretty good. Let's go ahead and just jump right into it, see what's happening. Drew, why don't you tell us what's happening at the start of May? First
all right, May 3rd, we have Iron Man 3 coming out.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man.
I think that's going to be a big deal.
This is probably... I saw the first two. I'm looking forward to this one a little more than the rest. I don't know why.
I think Avengers, maybe? It looks darker.
Yeah.
It does look more like the stakes are more personal.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got Gwyneth Paltrow, who's the most beautiful woman in the world.
According to People Magazine.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Sir
Ben Kingsley, who's been knighted.
He's not the most beautiful person in the world.
Neither is Gwyneth
Paltrow.
No,
he's not.
I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is either.
I've been looking for the connection. Is there a connection?
No, there's got to be. Yeah, money. Someone paid, you know, the Iron Man, Disney people. Maybe Disney paid the People Magazine, Time Warner people to.
Yeah.
Hey, throw us this bone. It's a good promotion.
I hope the movie is good because this reeks of corruption at the highest levels.
Well, I'm hoping the movie is going to be good because it's written and directed by Shane Black, who he wrote the first script for Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
Like, he wrote that on spec and, like, bought it by himself. He wrote it and sold it to Hollywood for $1 million. He was at really young age. He went on to write the Last Boy Scout.
Which is okay.
Long Kiss Goodbye.
Oh, I like The Last Boy Scout.
Long Kiss Goodbye. With
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, man, that was an awesome movie.
He wrote that one. Yeah. And he wrote, one more?
Charlie Baltimore.
I can't remember. But then he stopped for a while. Mm-hmm. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert De Niro,
really
Robert
good.
Downey Jr., yeah. and Val Kilmer.
All right.
That's a really good movie.
I see it.
That's one I recommend check out around Christmas time.
Okay.
All of his movies have a Christmas setting in them. And Iron Man 3 in the trailer, as you can see, there's like Christmas trees in the background here and there. So.
And you can also see Tony Stark's wearing some new sunglasses that I cannot find anywhere, even on the Chinese knockoff site. I gotta have them Tony Stark glasses.
Not yet. You can get the Tony Stark car, though, that Audi.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you can.
He rolled up to it in the premiere like half a mile an hour.
It looks
and
really
it's in all the commercials now and stuff.
You ever see me in that car?
Something good or bad has happened.
The drone might be following us.
You'll be hauling.
I think
Iron Man's gonna be a pretty big movie. Actually, I'm thinking it's gonna be the biggest movie of the summer.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, cash money wise, I think so.
The entire summer,
the whole summer.
Really? You think it's gonna be the summer blockbuster?
I think it's gonna get to like the $350-400 million range here in America.
So why are we doing this show?
Oh, well, because
this is a preview. You already gave us the win.
Well, no, that's.
I'm out of here.
No, come back. No, there's more to do.
Okay, there's more to do.
There's plenty of movies
we
to talk
see
about.
First.
Yeah, we do gotta see them. and then regardless of this is regardless of quality. It could be a bad movie. I don't know if it's gonna be a bad movie. It could actually the early reviews have come out like a week ago and they're pretty strong. So if it's really good, yeah, it's like Avengers. Avengers made $1.5 billion. So I can see Iron Man 3 coming close to a billion.
Ridiculous amount of money.
That's about all for that week, though. I mean,
oh yeah, for that week.
Also, that week we have the Iceman coming out.
Oh, okay.
The Michael Shannon, where he plays the guy that the guy who killed like 200 people, or he confessed to 200 people, or whatever, and the mafia hitman.
Who you got in this?
Just General Zod, the new General Zod,
the
Michael
new
Shannon.
General Zod.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. James Franco.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nice.
Winona Ryder.
And Chris Evans.
Who's Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also Human Torch.
Oh, he
got a double dip in the superhero world. Winona Ryder, that's cool. You know, she had that old shoplifting thing and hasn't been big since then.
She ain't done nothing.
Nope.
Just stealing.
She was in Star Trek.
That's right.
Yeah, she had that, like,
she was.
Pretty much a cameo. She was someone's mom. Wasn't she Spock's mom?
I think so.
Something
like that.
She looked like somebody's mama.
Now.
Now she will, because she's old.
Oh, just call it as you see it, Drew.
Yep. She's old.
What a misogynist you're using. Aegis, actually.
Whatever you say, bro.
All right, so yeah, it's all about Iron Man that weekend, though. What about you got the second weekend there, SBK?
Second week, it's great.
What do you got?
With the Great Gatsby.
I tied
in like that. That's
what a professional, professional.
Actually, I saw the trailer for this half asleep, and I was like, what is this?
It looks...
It's Gatsby.
Great.
If you're not paying attention, it looks really weird. It looks really trippy.
What's that look of it? It looks very...
It's very posh.
Yeah, it's very lush. It looks like they're going... Baz Luhrmann's really a big fan of like old school 30s, 40s cinema, where it's very extravagant, very elegant, over the top.
Yeah, but at the same time, very... It all seemed very... Like now well.
He also does that. He modernizes. He'll take an old school aesthetic and modernize it. So that's why I think he got Jay-Z to record a bunch of songs for the movie.
No, he was he did the soundtrack. He was the executive music producer.
Like the music supervisor or something. Yeah. They always have weird different titles like that.
That's how I saw the trailer.
Oh, okay. That's how you came across it?
I did. It was like, hey, check out Jay-Z, scored this movie or something. Well, Jay-Z doing everything.
Baz Luhrmann's the same guy that, do you remember the 90s Romeo and Juliet with DiCaprio and Claire Danes?
It's weird, though, to see something set in the 20s, right? Great Gatsby set in the 20s?
30s.
The 30s.
20s.
Somewhere around there.
Roaring 20s. That area. It might be roaring 20s. I think it's roaring 20s.
It was roaring 20s and what was it in the 30s?
Pre-World War I. Mm-hmm. Or no. Yeah, yeah. Post-World War I.
It's just weird.
I'm terrible at stuff like that.
Dates. To see that visual with modern day songs.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then it still makes sense sometimes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Moulin Rouge.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's his style. That's what he does.
I like that.
It's hard to pull that stuff off for sure without it being like gimmicky or cheesy or something.
It got my attention. I went from, horizontal on the couch to almost semi-upright.
like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, what is that? Well,
what's happening here?
Yeah.
And actually, this was supposed to come out around Christmas, like the same week as Django Unchained, but then they're like, nope, we got to push this out to summer.
They didn't want to mess with Django.
There was too much going on. Too much going on around that time.
And that'd be a lot of weird DiCaprio.
That would be, going from a plantation owner to the Great Gatsby.
Maybe they could be the same person.
Hi-yo.
I love doing that. I love mixing characters from movies.
The Great Gatsby and Django Unchained?
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got to do something about those teeth.
Unpleasant. Unpleasant to look at.
You think he should have won something for that?
Nomination would have been nice because that was his first time going so villainous and over the top.
He should have at least been nominated.
And he actually bled on camera as well.
Yes, by accident, but he rolled with it and they're like, whoa, real blood. And then
and he died.
Yeah. He doesn't die very often in films.
No.
Spoiler. Movie's been out for a while.
Yeah, the people know.
People should know.
It's on DVD. Hey, it wasn't even real.
It's not White Guy Unchained. It's Django Unchained.
Uh-oh, I heard
Candy,
that.
Candy Unchained. What was his name? Calvin Candy.
Yes.
Calvin Unchained.
Senor, monsieur.
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 But don't speak French to him.
Hell no.
That'll embarrass him.
That's right.
That's so funny. Great movie. Great Gatsby. Anything else coming out that weekend?
That week?
That's already a pretty big movie.
It's pretty big. Pretty big. Nothing.
Nothing of worth.
Aftershock?
Nah.
But next week's the big week.
What's the next week, Drew?
Next week, the week after that, week of May 17th, is Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, snap.
The new J.J. Abrams movie.
I feel this one is going to be the second biggest moneymaker.
It's going to be huge.
This is going to be a big deal.
I was a big fan of the reboot. I really enjoyed it.
This guy's a full-on Trekkie over here, Drew.
I know he is.
And I never actually... I see a lot of movies, but I don't go to the movies. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Wayne, I'll talk to you later about that. But here's the deal. the first IMAX movie that I went to ever.
Yeah.
Was the reboot of this.
That's cool.
Nice.
First night right there, paid my money, went crazy. Almost had the epilepsy.
Science fiction's good for that because you get the big space. Exactly. Right, right, you know, right, looks good on the big screen. Yeah. IMAX is pretty sweet, man.
Thought I was in a spaceship.
Yeah. Which now looks like an Apple store.
Yes, it does.
an Apple store with lens flares.
I like that. That's the way it should be.
Well, that's what it is now.
Thank you, Steve.
Everything's
Jobs.
All sleek and white.
We saw the newest trailer today. You know, it's like a very epic trailer. It's like, oh, everything's going to go horribly wrong for the
world's
crew,
going to end.
The world's going to end.
The ship gets destroyed.
And Captain Kirk is like pushed to the limit and everything. It looks
push it to the limit.
Actually, I think it looks pretty good. I'm not even a Star Trek fan. I think it looks interesting.
And I don't know who this bad guy is, but he looks pretty badass as well.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes. That's He's got a very English name.
What's this?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm in.
Is his name.
I want some.
That's a bad guy.
And it's also going to be the return of Van Diesel.
Zoe Saldana. Yeah. The young.
I got it right.
The young American Thanny Newton.
American? Who?
I think she's American.
No, Zoe Saldana is British.
No, she's not.
Who's the British one? Thanny
Newton. Thanny Newton.
Yeah. Who was in Norbit.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
So I got it.
You got it now. You
got
to figure it out.
Yep.
You got to figure it out.
I am reading it and I'm confused. Seriously. It's on my screen and I still blew it.
It's nice. It's weird. It's weird how that happens.
But tell us about this Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's the new Sherlock Holmes over in the UK.
Yes, he is.
Their Sherlock Holmes series that they got. He's been doing that for a few years. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy a couple years ago. He was in that. That was really good. So he's the villain in this. People don't know who the villain is necessarily. There's some rumors that it might be Khan, like Wrath of Khan style. Some rumors that it might be. You might know this, Kevin. There's some villain with a very plain name called like Gary Mitchell or something like that. Have you heard of
Wait
that?
Wait a minute. I don't know this.
You don't know that? There's some.
I'm old school. You can bring the Borg back for me.
Okay, well, this one, there's some guy. I think his name is. I might be getting the name
Gary
wrong.
Gary Lewis?
Yeah, no, Gary Mitchell. It's a really, really
lame. I went
lame.
To high school with a Gary Lewis. It's not him.
Did you know it's not that
no.
guy? Well, he's playing a villain who no one's really sure who it is. It might be one from.
Jamie Foxx, Electro.
Oh, it's on Spider Man. That's pretty.
They're crossing over.
That's next summer.
Okay.
That's actually going to be interesting. You see that picture of Jamie Foxx with the blue? And
I think that's a good look for Jamie because he needs to do something radically different now.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll like really go
Don't
crazy
even,
with
yeah,
it. Have
no
fun with
Ray,
it.
The opposite of Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to see everything.
If you start singing, ooh, no. I heard it through the creek.
I mean, maybe in the outgoing credits and a little dance number. Like, after the movie has been resolved,
like
everybody wakes up.
Like a disco thing.
They should do more of that.
That'd be like at the end of Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Or,
you just spoiled it for me.
Yeah, they dance at the end of Slumdog Millionaire. Or what's the...
There Will Be Blood. Come on, don't do it, man.
No, there's no dancing.
I drink your milkshake.
Oh.
What's the one Portier Cosby one? The third one. Not a piece of the action.
Uptown Saturday Night.
That's at the end? They're all dancing at the end?
Yeah.
Uptown Saturday Night, a piece of action.
With the kids.
Action, and,
with the kids.
Yeah, with the kids.
Uptown. No, that was a piece of the action.
Piece of the action.
Yeah.
They're all dancing.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Still says in production. Will Smith brought the rights to that, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and it says in production.
Still says pre-production?
If Will Smith will remake those movies, I will love him forever.
Those trilogy of films?
Yes.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Those are fun movies. I
would try to audition for a walk-on.
You can get it. Just a walk-on?
Mm-hmm.
Man, set your sights pretty low there, buddy.
A moon walk-on. I'm going to slide off. Who
Who's that guy in the background? Yeah, just sliding
just
by.
Just roboting.
all right, so Star Trek, big deal. Anything else coming out that weekend?
Yeah, not that weekend.
No one. Yeah, get out of
Nobody
Star Trek.
Cares.
Get out of the way. Star Trek's going to roll over. So what about the next week, Kevin?
The next week? Man, these movies keep coming out. I think I saw the first one. But Fast and Furious 6.
Ah, yes.
Crazy.
The Rock Part 4.
Man, you can't stop The Rock.
The Rock, his character from the Fast and Furious movies, getting a spinoff.
Man, everybody been on that movie. Vin Diesel.
All the guys that have been around for so long.
Right.
The Rock just signed on the last one. He's getting a spinoff.
How's that work?
Just his character, Lou Hobbs.
He's The Rock.
He's a federal investigator of some sort. His business is going around like bringing in violent criminals. So
we're just gonna follow him around.
That's an easy character to spin off and make him a hero.
He's
of a
an
movie.
Action star.
He is an action star.
That's all it is.
Love that.
Now,
Rock.
Back in the day when they were shooting Fast Furious 5,
yeah,
in Brazil.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay. back on my night show thing.
Yeah.
Before they gave us the axe. Ugh. And did us wrong.
Chop.
That's right.
Horribly wrong.
Hell yeah.
Horrible.
We ain't gonna
Terrible.
Forget.
No.
We're gonna burn it down. Anyway.
Whoa.
We got a call from a listener that was on the set.
Nice.
Robert, the guy, Costa Rican Rob.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he partied with these guys in Brazil.
That's awesome.
That's all I can say.
I'm sure it's pretty crazy.
Let me tell you.
I'm sure it was a good time. It's Brazil. Yeah. How can you not? I mean,
they butt naked in church over there. Yep. So I'm not going to say nothing else about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's luck right there. He just happened to be there at the right time, right place, right time.
Yeah.
This one, I think this one's, I don't even know where it's set. I think it's back in America. I have no
idea. Sure, maybe.
The trailer really doesn't say.
No.
Hell yeah.
It looks more action. More Fast and Furiousness.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for people know what they're getting with these movies.
Yeah, well, now they're getting an action like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with people that are not nearly as compelling as Clooney
Matt Damon. Instead, they have these random douchebags taking down a plane with their cars.
Walker.
Vin Diesel is giant money shot right through the plane. Literally.
A money shot
through the plane.
That's what he does.
He drives a car through a plane.
Through the plane's face.
Yes, right through it. money shot stopped. It's like, boom!
It's ridiculous.
Denzel would have never let that happen to his plane.
No, he wouldn't. It'd be upside down before he let that happen.
Never.
That's for sure. So what else? I think there's something else coming out.
Oh yeah.
Hangover 3.
Oh my goodness.
The Wolfpack is back.
For one last go around. This is it.
The last time.
It's all about all the trailers and commercials about this is the end.
It's the end,
And there's. Have you seen the newest trailer that shows what the plot is?
I haven't seen any of the trailers.
It's definitely different from.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's different from the first two. Although it has an element that's the same.
Of course.
They still found a way to tie it all together.
Uh-oh, it happened again.
No, it doesn't happen again. But they do still have to like find a guy, one of their group. You know, it's interesting.
What?
It's gonna be.
I don't know. How much do you want to know? Do you want me to? How much do you want to know?
I don't want to know any more than the trailer. I'm watching it right now with the sound off.
Okay. Well, in the trailer they show that for some reason John Goodman needs to get in touch with Chang, and the last people that Chang got in touch with was the Wolf Pack. So they take the one dude that no one cares about, like that he was on the roof of the hotel in the whole first movie.
Uh-huh.
They kidnap that guy, and they're like, you got to get me Chang, or else you'll never see your friend again. So they got to go find Chang, and they're all in Vegas. John Goodman's the bad guy. Looks
pretty weird.
Looks pretty fun. Looks pretty good. But it's not, they lost their memory and they got a piece of the night together.
Yeah, no.
Who died? Who's at the funeral? Whose funeral?
Galifianakis' character's dad. Alan.
So now and then, Zach's super rich.
And he's super rich, and they're on their way to take Alan, that character, to a mental institution when they get sidetracked by the villain. By John Goodman and his henchmen.
Oh, and Chang's in jail.
Or they got to get him out or something.
Is that Mike Epps?
Yeah, they brought him back. Okay. And they added Melissa McCarthy.
And it looks like they brought Heather Graham back as well for this one.
They did bring Heather Graham back.
And there's the monkey.
Yeah, they bring it all back. It's all coming full circle, man.
Yeah, man.
It's all being tied together. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be fun.
And it's, it's pretty much now a franchise of R-rated comedies that's like super.
It's the R-rated comedy trilogy. Only one of its kind.
That made so much money, so successful.
Did I miss something here? Did I miss something in the second one? Because Ed Helms' character doesn't have the face tattoo.
I'm sure they'll explain that in the beginning of the movie.
Laser removal. Probably like $20,000 of laser removal.
Yeah. One line.
Yeah, they're going to have to explain that.
That would
make no sense.
That's the always way in movies. They can explain anything away with one line dialogue.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, this is his twin that just stepped into this place because he killed himself.
Exactly.
The original killed himself, so his twin stepped
this
in.
This looks funny.
It does.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does.
Looks good. I'm looking forward to it. So, man, that's Fast and Furious 6 and Hangover 3.
That's too much entertainment in one month.
That's a lot of sequelized entertainment in one weekend.
Well.
Actually, Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into the Darkness is really a sequel to the reboot, Fast and Furious 6. The only one that's not a sequel is The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Man, that's still an adaptation.
It is.
And they did one before with Robert Redford.
Yeah.
A non-singing one without Jay-Z. So obviously it's inferior.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Because Robert Redford is nowhere near the actor that Leonardo DiCaprio is.
And there's no Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So that's it for that weekend, obviously, right? There can't be anything else coming out that weekend.
No, nothing that week. No, no, no.
Drew, next?
The weekend of May 31st, we have...
Final week of May.
After Earth. The new Will
Speaking
slash
of Will Smith.
Jaden Smith movie.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong.
Oh, man, they hooked up with Shyamalan.
And they kept his name off of all of the
marketing because
his name is Poison.
It
now.
Is.
Yeah, no
one but they wanted to make what? They wanted to keep the lines decent, right?
Yeah, they want people like, hey, this is a Will Smith movie, not this is an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, no.
Movie.
Shyamalan's a hero. I mean, he's a winner. Proven winner.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not box office wise.
No, the box office hates him.
Last Airbender barely made
that was
over $100 million.
That wasn't the right project for him.
Hey, that's what he wanted.
He's got to stick with his formula.
He tried to turn it into a trilogy.
Yeah, that was his choice. He wanted that.
He'll get back on track with Will. I don't know about Jaden.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping Will Smith, being a strong producer, having all the power, he'll be the guy there to tell M. Night what he can and can't do,
no,
and kind of guide him.
Clearly a Shyamalan movie.
Oh, well, then there's going to be some crazy twist. Well, the twist is
at Earth. Well, yeah, no, exactly. That is the twist.
Wait, now, are y'all fans of Shyamalan?
It all depends.
What movie
are
we talking about?
The Village?
I like The Village.
I like the first half of The Village.
What? When did it turn on for you?
Well, part of the problem with me with The Village is that someone told me what the twist was beforehand.
See, you can't listen to people.
And then it was a very underwhelming twist.
Oh, it would have got you if you wouldn't have known.
I probably would have been like, that's interesting.
Unbreakable.
I'm a fan of Unbreakable.
I like Unbreakable.
Signs.
I'm a fan.
Signs was good.
I'm a fan.
Good. Signs was excellent.
I like it.
Well, I wouldn't say excellent, but it was good.
This week for the fence.
This week for the fences.
It was beautiful. It even made Mel Gibson look cool.
That's one of the parts I like the least, the whole Swing for the Fences
like
thing.
It. That's the only part I can remember.
They have Joaquin Phoenix being kind of weird.
I mean, you remember the first time they were showing on TV, and then they showed
the alien
thing,
just walked by.
And I'm like, whoa!
That
was like, what?
That's an amazing
Come on,
scene.
That was amazing.
That's an amazing,
that's
amazing
M. Night
scene. Yeah.
You don't get that from nobody else.
M. Night's smart enough in that he was able to show you a shot of Mexico City. He does a shot of Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And be like, the alien spaceships have turned on their covert, their covering. We can't see them anymore. And getting all this tension out of like imaginary spaceships that he can't even see. There's not even any special effects.
Like, nope. It was like the
he
first
just showed
time
you Mexico City.
Yeah, smart. It was like the first smart time he saw a naked lady, real quick.
When the alien walked by.
Yeah,
it's good.
What else? What other movies, real quick, of his I forgot?
Obviously, Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
That's the only one I didn't like.
I See Dead People.
That's the only one I didn't like.
Only one he didn't like. That's the one that everyone
The Lady
likes.
In the Water.
Lady in the Water with Paul Giamatti.
The
apartment complex. Yeah, one giant hand.
I liked it. I liked it.
You're lying to yourself and to us.
M. Night casts himself as a writer that's going to save the world, but then be killed and be a martyr for his words.
I liked it fact that it was different. At least he didn't do, the sequel to some bull crap.
Yeah.
You know?
He's
got balls.
He's a step away from that.
He is. He takes... We're talking about him.
He takes chances. Unfortunately,
he's not a cookie cutter.
He takes
guy.
Really yeah. big chances, and they don't always pan out in the box office.
Now
that doesn't make him viable business wise. You know, you need to have a proven track record, especially in Hollywood these days.
I think his track record is that he's given us consistently tried. What was the one with The Happening? Was that him?
The Happening, yes.
Woo!
Oh,
heard about the bees?
I really
have
liked.
You guys heard about the honeybees?
The only thing I didn't like about The Happening was the way Mark Wahlberg talked the whole time.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I like...
Other than that, watching people, like, walk into lawnmowers...
Awesome.
Amazing. I wish it could happen every time.
I like what was happening. I don't know why it was happening.
Yeah.
I found out why it was happening. I was like, get back to The Happening.
Yeah, that's just the trees happening.
They could have wrapped
it
up.
The trees are killing you.
They could have, like, kept it happening, and then at the end, when we had all the happening we could have happen...
And then explain it?
Or just let it go. The trailer.
Just end it.
No, like in with the credits rolling, going, and it was happening because people are crazy.
It's like I understand what was going on in that movie, but it's still hard to make something dramatically appealing like Mark Wahlberg running away from the breeze.
Yeah, he's
running across the field like the wind is chasing me.
Oh no!
If it catches me, I'm gonna die.
The wind should have had some teeth.
It is M. Night's only R-rated movie, so I appreciate when he shoots a kid in the face with a shotgun.
Oh, that's
and, like,
so awesome.
People are jumping off buildings and stuff, and it gets a little over the top.
If he's looking for a comeback, Will Smith in the Summertime.
Yeah, it's
if you lose with this, then I will contribute money to the fund for him to send him back to film school.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be an okay movie. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's science fiction, post apocalyptic. I'm down.
I hope Jayden don't mess it up.
He was okay. He was okay in Karate Kid.
Didn't see it.
He was right.
I thought it was the Kung Fu Kid.
It is the Kung Fu Kid because it's in China, but movies crap.
Heard that.
Yeah. So that's the end of May.
No, also we have Now You See Me.
Oh, that Magician's movie.
It
looks weird.
Crazy.
Morgan Freeman.
Like, I didn't know anything about it, and I saw the preview, and I was interested.
Yeah,
Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo.
I almost said Michael Cera.
Michael Caine.
I love Michael Caine.
This is one where it's a bunch of magicians.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
I'm a Mark Ruffalo fan. He's the cop investigating a group of magicians who somehow robbed a bank of millions of dollars, but they were like on a stage in Vegas doing their show, and then they robbed the bank at the exact same time in Paris somehow.
I'm in. Yeah. I like that.
They
don't tell you if it's magic or if it's technology. They kind of allude to both.
The setup, though.
Yeah.
The only thing I have against this movie, based on the trailer, is that whenever they show them doing some sort of magic, it gets very CGI.
Oh, well, of course.
You know, so, I mean, but...
They're literally jumping off buildings and turning into money.
But the thing is, it's magic, so I'm already... So I'm already suspending my disbelief for a movie, on a movie level, but then you have to ask me to suspend my disbelief again on a magic level, but then you're going to, like, you know...
Just suspend... Leave your belief at home.
Right, exactly.
Yes, right. You're going to have to. Your disbelief. Leave your disbelief at home.
Leave both of them.
Blank slate.
Just come in, huh?
It looks all right. It's a Louis Leterrier film. The guy who did the Incredible Hulk movie, the one with Ed Norton.
With Mark Ruffalo, right? No.
Ruffalo was Hulk
in the Avengers. Obviously, Mark going to be mad at him for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He might be cool. There might be some paddock.
Morgan Freeman doesn't come out the house for anything. Now. He going to either be president or some kind of crazy magic robber kind of
man. This one, he's the guy who's like explaining everything. Yeah. It's like, these guys have been planning this for years. Yeah.
I'm glad it's known to get things.
It looks interesting. Yeah. Red. You know that character was supposed to be Irish?
Yeah, he was.
Just never changed the name, and that's why it says that line. It's pretty funny. So all right, so does that take us into June now? I believe May.
Yes,
June does follow May, correct?
Yes.
So hey, Kevin, how about you start us out with the month of June? What do we got?
The month of June. Wow. On my page here.
Looks like kind of a light month for June.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. This is the reboot. How are they doing this one?
Yeah, pretty much a reboot. This is what they're hoping. This is going to lead into the Justice League movie with Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern. Who else is in that? Flash.
Well, so they are starting it over.
Yes. We're getting a new origin. They're telling the origin over, and it's a slightly different origin story this time. It's the same, but different. He's got two awesome dads. Russell Crowe is his Kryptonian dad.
Right.
And then when he gets to Earth, Kevin Costner.
Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe is Jor-El.
Okay.
And then Kevin Costner is Pa Kent.
Oh.
Yeah, Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Diane Lane is Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
she's
great.
Ma Kent.
Ma Kent. That's some great parentage right there.
Wait a minute. A little while ago, earlier in the show, you said something about somebody being the new General Zod. That's something totally different.
That's in this movie.
Zod? They're going to come all the way from the beginning to Zod?
Yeah. From the beginning all
They're changing the Zod story that you know.
And they're
going to
throw
Richard
Pryor in there, right? But it's going to be Dave Chappelle. he's back.
I think they're saving that for Man of Steel 2. They're saving that one. That's a little too much for a first
one. If they're going to ruin it, that would be the best way to ruin it.
Make Dave Chappelle do
Richard Pryor's old role.
That movie is so absurd. Richard Pryor, he's a character who just sits down at a computer. He goes to a computer class, and then he just sits on the computer and just starts doing stuff. And then the computer teacher walks over. He's like, "How did you do that?" And he's like, "I don't know." And he's like, "He's just a computer wizard for no reason whatsoever." It did work. And then he's in the movie for like 45 minutes before he even mentions Superman or there's any Superman involvement with him. It's so
Weird.
It is so strange, dude.
And my dad was like, let's go see the Richard Pryor movie with Superman.
With Superman. That is. Yep. That's what it was. It was a super, it's a Richard Pryor movie with Superman.
It's like me. I watched The Root Show with Jimmy Fallon. He does a little something in between.
Everyone's
songs,
watching The Root Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
That's the only reason to watch that show, if you ask me.
Don't hate the Roots.
Yeah, I hate Jimmy Fallon.
Man of Steel is going to be pretty sweet. Zack Snyder, guy who directed 300 and Watchmen and Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
And, you know.
Who is Superman?
Son Sucker Punch.
Who's Superman?
Henry Cavill. He's an English fellow. He was in Immortals. Did you see that with Perseus? Not Perseus.
Yes, I.
Who was the name of? I forget his name. It wasn't Perseus, but it's Immortals. It was like the 300 ripoff. It looked like the 300 style.
I tried that.
Well, he was the lead guy in that. Okay. The very bland lead guy.
Will they make a good Superman?
I think he'll make an okay Superman.
I mean, from the trailers I've seen, he looks pretty epic.
And the trailer looks pretty good.
That's been the problem with Superman.
It's kind of a hard, bland character.
It is.
No one's owned that character like Christopher Reeve. Like, I can't think of any other character that has been more owned than that. Like, we have better technology. We can shoot it better. We can come up with better stories. We got better writers.
But you
got
to find a better guy.
And you can't pull it off.
That's hard.
Because that's what Superman looks like, dude.
Well, the thing is, apparently.
You can give him the little curls, the little alfalfa thing, that curl's very important.
They even had in Superman Returns, Brandon Routh was doing a straight up Christopher Reeve impression the whole time.
You can't do it.
I don't know with this one though. We'll see. The Warner Brothers, for months now, they've been very, very happy with this movie. Because you know, obviously they see it first. They love what they see. They've shown it to some critics. The critics are loving it so far. It's getting really, really good word of mouth. That's why now they're talking about it going this leading into the Justice League movie, and then the Justice League movie branching out and making, you know, a new Green Lantern, a new Wonder Woman, a new Batman. That's the most important thing.
They need to reboot Batman.
That's the real end game with Man and Steel. Not just to get Superman going,
but to get a new Batman.
To get a long way around, to get us familiarized with the idea of a new Batman film, because, you know, Christopher Nolan's not gonna.
No,
he's not gonna do that. Dark Knight series is done.
It's over.
Okay, well then this is good. You throw all of that back out, and it gives you time to miss Batman enough to accept. Be ready to accept.
It's like
some
a time to do it again. Yeah. So Justice League is probably like 3 or 4 years off at this point. So
we'll see.
But Man of Steel, I'm calling that third biggest movie of the year. That's gonna get domestically U.S. That's gonna get around the 275-300, I think. Matt. From your show, SBK Live with Kevin Angel and Matt. Kevin, yes. Matt and Angel.
It's awesome.
He thinks Man of Steel is going to be the runaway, like,
yeah, he'd probably bet the movie. House on that, too.
That is his bet the house.
Yeah, bet
of the summer.
House.
So I have to go against it.
Do the
opposite.
So Man of Steel.
So I have to go against it. So I'm saying Man of Steel 3 behind Star Trek and
Iron Man. He's thinking that Man of Steel is going to beat Iron Man 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even think Man of Steel will beat the next movie we talk
the
about.
Next, the next June
the
movie?
The next June movie.
Because look at that list of June movies. What do you see as the next one that's worth?
This is the End? 2013?
Oh, actually, This is the End. We saw that trailer today.
Yeah, no,
that's not going to beat it.
No, it's not going to beat it, but
it's still a notable movie for the summer.
Sidetrack. Is that the same weekend or the next weekend?
Yeah, same weekend.
That's a stupid move on their part.
It
should not be coming out that weekend. This is the End is a comedy with, you see all those actors on there, Kevin?
Yeah, but it's R-rated.
It is R-rated, too, so slightly different audiences.
You're going up, yeah.
But the audience they're going after is the college stoner audience. Yeah. There's no other audience they're going
for. Of course.
It's all those guys at James Franco's house at a party getting wasted, and then the apocalypse happens, and they're
all playing themselves. James Franco, Seth Rogen's playing Seth Rogen. Dan McBride is Dan McBride.
I'll go see that.
It looks interesting. It looks really funny. We saw the trailer today. It looks pretty over the top. What's his name? Robinson? Craig R. Robinson?
Yes.
That guy's hysterical.
Yes, he is. In it.
Aziz Ansari. And then there are a lot of people like Aziz Ansari. They're going to have like little cameos, you know, and then a lot of them are going to die, obviously, because that's going to be funny.
It's the apocalypse.
But then, after that, there's really nothing coming out until World War Z.
And Monsters University comes out.
Well, that's where the families. Yeah. I don't think a lot of families listen to Cinema Crespediso.
You never know, or just fans of Pixar in general.
Well, fans of Pixar. Well, you know what?
I'm a fan of Pixar.
Monsters Inc. was one of my least favorite Pixar movies.
Well, I mean, agreed. So
it's pretty clean. I mean, this is clean, right?
Oh yeah.
Is it uncensored or censored?
Oh, you mean what we're doing?
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's not.
So, I mean, kids. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know if kids are downloading. I mean, fuck the kids.
Whoa.
Oh.
I don't mean literally.
Look at
though.
That. Look at that.
Not in that way.
No, no. We don't have time for that.
No.
You know, Pixar's cool, but I'm not really looking forward to this one at all. Not like it's Ratatouille or something or Up.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So then World War Z?
That's
what I'm trying to get to.
Man of Steel won't beat World War Z. People are zombie crazy. They've been wait. This is the zombie movie people have been waiting on.
And it's gonna be a PG-13 zombie movie too.
All the kids are gonna go see it.
And it's got Brad Pitt. Teenagers. And he's tasty.
And it is Brad Pitt's foray into zombie movies, and like he doesn't do movies like this, you know, or horror films in general, or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not really his style.
I think that's pretty interesting. Despite itself.
Well, you know, it probably just has such there has to be like some sort of underlying tone to the movie that isn't zombie related.
Something to latch on to.
He's going to be the king of the genre. Is what's going to happen,
or that?
Yeah,
or that.
His host's going to leapfrog all the zombie movies. Yeah. Watch.
We'll see. Hopefully, it'll be a good movie. The trailer makes it look like it's very different from what the book was.
Yes.
So, well,
but they got to throw you off. They got to throw you off.
Well, yeah, they got to do something. Well, it's been so long since I read the book, actually.
Right.
You know, but I know just the structure of the book. It's all told in flashbacks. It's different stories. The only thing I think they're really keeping is the Battle of Yonkers, which is the one thing that everyone really wants to see anyway. Which is like the final. It's like when the man made their last stand against the zombies.
In
you know,
Yonkers.
Yonkers, New York. For some reason, it became the Battle of Yonkers, and it was supposed to be an epic battle that took the course of days of zombies trying to get into the city and the humans just holding them off. Looks like fun. Sounds interesting.
Yes, it does.
Anything else for month of June?
Yeah, I mean, nothing that really matters. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's some garbage that comes out that doesn't, yeah.
It's so weird how things were front-loaded for May, and then June is like, yeah, here's like three movies.
Well, I mean, that Channing Tatum movie, White House Down, coming out, that comedy with the ladies, Sandra Bullock and the fat chick.
The Heat.
Yeah.
The Heat looks okay. You know, the follow-up from the dude who did Bridesmaids. White House Down is the one where Jamie Foxx is a president.
What?
Yep. Channing Tatum plays John McClane as a Secret Service guy.
Correct.
And like it's like this Olympus Has Fallen movie where the White House gets taken over and John McClane / Channing Tatum has to save Ray Charles, President Ray Charles.
Why are they showing us all this crap? Why are they loading us up with all this president?
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe to get us comfortable with the idea of the White House actually being taken over.
I mean, this has been done. I mean, Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
Right, they took over the president's plane in that one.
Yep.
You know, with the president on it. And then
Harrison Ford had to fight back.
And then
punch
this has
Gary
this weird, dueling projects thing where two movies about the same thing come out around the same time, like Deep Impact and Armageddon,
right?
Or Babe and Gordy. A lot of people forget about Gordy. There's another Talking Pig movie, but Babe is the one that everyone
nobody
remembers.
Nobody cares about Gordy.
No one cares about Gordy. Poor Gordy. It's a cute little Talking Pig.
Bet he was tasty.
Probably was delicious, but Babe was tastier. And made more money.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
So we'll see. I think White House Down actually is going to be the better of the two White House getting taken over movies. And that one's directed by Roland Emmerich, who 2012, The Day After Tomorrow, Independence Day.
So it's going to look good.
So the White House is going to explode too, guaranteed.
Not his first time destroying the White House.
I just used the footage from Independence Day. Yeah.
The leftover footage. He had a different angle of the White House like crumbling.
With the helicopter barely escaping.
Yep.
I do actually remember seeing the trailer for this. It's Roland Emmerich, so he can't help but make something look as epic as possible. So there's like a shot of a car fall into a pool, driving into a swimming pool.
Yes.
But it's like in super slow motion.
It's all slick and sleek and shiny.
Yeah, it looks like CG, and it's over the top. And I don't know. That June's gonna be a weird month for sure. Let's move on to July.
All right, July 5th, we have the Lone Ranger.
That's a big one.
Yes,
Johnny Depp.
That Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, the guy that's playing the Lone Ranger in this movie.
That's Armie Hammer.
That's Armie Hammer, a guy from The Social Network who played the Winklevoss twins. He was this close. If you could see this at home, my fingers are very close together. He was this close to being Batman.
Ooh.
Like in 2007, 2008, while they were still doing The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
They were, Warner Brothers almost made a simultaneous Justice League movie at the same time as they were making
Batman.
The Dark Knight with a different Batman. It was going to be directed by George Miller, the guy who did the Mad Max movies. Armie Hammer was Batman. And they went as far as in a warehouse in Australia. They built costumes and suits. He was there. He tried on a whole new Batman suit and everything, and they had things built. And it got pretty far into pre-production before they pulled the plug. Like, what are we doing? We can't put out competing Batman movies at the same time because they're ridiculous.
Yes.
So that guy was
Batman. I would
have
done it.
But now he's Lone Ranger. So
good for him.
He got some sort of mask, cape crusading going on. He's not really wearing a cape.
No, but he is with Johnny Depp.
Directed by the guy who did Pirates of the Caribbean, all those movies.
Now, is this going to tell the real story of the Lone Ranger?
No, probably not.
No.
I mean,
is there a so-called real story?
Based on the television show? Yeah. Is that where it was originated? How did the Lone Ranger start?
I don't know.
Radio?
I don't know if they just picked it up and go, Lone Ranger, we got Johnny Depp, let's write something.
I mean, he's doing the whole Tonto thing and speaking like stereotypical Tonto.
They're keeping it, I guess, maybe a little bit close to the story where, you know, he is like a spirit walker of sorts.
Right,
you know,
right.
he can't, it's not like he can die.
Lone Ranger can't die?
Yeah.
I know that was
so. There's a mystical element to this.
There is a mystical element.
Well,
it's
not that the Lone Ranger can't die. It's just like the way that things happen, he never does.
Oh,
like he has some exactly. He's just super lucky.
The force is with him.
Exactly. Like, you know, the train crashes and everyone else is hurt. He's somehow the one that walks away with like maybe a scratch on his shoulder.
Word.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's
his superpower.
That's weird, man.
Yep.
That is weird.
It is weird.
Well, the movie looks weird. It looks very over the
maybe
top.
Maybe Zeus blessed him. Or maybe Ja blessed him.
Maybe both.
Yeah.
Ja Zeus.
That's my new Twitter name.
Ja Zeus.
You
mean Jesus?
Throwing out lightning.
hold on.
We just discovered something here. Hold on.
Ja what now? What's his name?
Ja Zeus.
And
Jesus.
Next year, I have the Ja Zeus juice. No, Jesus. We're gonna have to. Probably gonna get a cease and desist from the Jesus.
From the Jesus people. Yeah.
No, this is not Jesus. It's Ja Zeus.
It's Ja Zeus.
You mean Jesus?
Oh man, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Definitely get us sued by the Latter Day Saints. Yeah. So that's the beginning of July. July 4th.
Also,
a pretty big weekend.
We also have Despicable Me 2 for the fam.
Family's gonna love
Despicable
Me 2.
Despicable.
Yeah. With Steve Carell.
After that, July 12th, we have Pacific Rim.
Hey, have you seen any of this Pacific Rim stuff, Kevin?
Giant monsters versus giant robots?
Kaiju monsters.
I saw the trailer.
Dude, it looks so crazy.
It does look. I mean, there's only that one. They haven't shown much in the trailer.
Yeah,
they show very little, actually.
I don't know what to expect.
Expect giant monsters versus giant robots. Have you ever seen Robot Jocks?
No.
No. Man, Robot Jocks. J-O-X. It's from like 91, 92. It's a Stuart Gordon movie. The guy that did a Reanimator, some zombie movies from the 80s. Mm-hmm. He made a movie, Robot Jocks, takes place in the future. Get this. It's in a future where war is banned. It's outlawed. The way countries settle disputes, they have giant like mech robot battles where they have like their own, each country has their own giant robot that's like 200 feet tall, and then a pilot gets inside of the robot and works it from inside, and they have get into a huge arena with spectators, and they sell tickets, and all the poor people come out and buy tickets to watch it live, and they have a battle where they're like, their hand will, like they hit a button and their hand turns into a rocket and like it shoots off and it hits the guy across. It's a crazy, crazy movie. I mean, it's also like, you know, it's still really cheap. So it's a lot of stop motion animation, and it looks really, really cheesy, obviously, if you watch it now. But it's a lot of fun. It's Robot Jocks. And this movie is totally Robot Jocks versus Godzilla. That's what you expect right there. You know, giant 200 foot tall robots with humans inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little humans versus gigantic interdimensional monsters of
that's
some
what
sort.
It's going to, man.
That,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, that would be a fun apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. That would be a much more interesting apocalypse.
Especially if it happens over there in Japan, you know, the Pacific Rim area.
Oh, yeah,
We're pretty far away from that. So.
Oh, that we are.
That'd be good for us.
Yes, it would.
Anything else coming out in July?
Grown Ups 2, if you care.
No one cares about
Grown
Ups 2.
Care about the first one.
Exactly. July 19th, we have Red 2 comes out, if you care.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, Red 2.
I mean, Bruce Willis, Anthony Hopkins,
Bruce
John
Willis.
Malkovich, Helen Mirren, a bunch of old people in an action movie.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman died in the first one, so he couldn't come back.
Correct.
Replace him with Anthony Hopkins.
Who's I don't know how funny he's gonna be.
He's probably not gonna be very funny. Yeah. Probably not.
No. Anthony's not really a funny guy.
They got a strong cast. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the reason. That's the only reason to check it out. To see all those people together. That's it, really. Yeah.
Also, that weekend, we have RAPD coming out.
That looks interesting.
Yes, it does.
Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds are, like, undead.
Apparently, Kevin Bacon's in the movie, too.
Oh, Kevin Bacon's in everything. He's in everything. Bacon makes everything better. Have you seen this trailer?
No.
It's Ghostbusters meets Men in Black. And Jeff Bridges is playing Yosemite Sam.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no, straight up.
Literally, Yosemite Sam.
Straight up. Like, just as stereotypical as you can think. Like, get that varmint.
Exactly.
Shooting guns. Huge white mustache. It's over the top.
He's just not hunting rabbits. He's hunting ghosts.
That one looks okay. It looks like fun.
Yeah, yeah. I just want... It looks like a cartoon.
It does look like a cartoon.
And that's what I'm... Hopefully, they're going to play to that strength and make it, you know, very slapstick and over the top.
And when is that in July?
That's the same week as Red. It's July 19th, I believe.
Man, it's already towards the end of the month already, running out of stuff. And anything else?
Also, in the month of July, July 26th, we have the Wolverine.
Yes, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Yes.
What is this?
You're going to have to check out that trailer, Kevin. It's a Wolverine in Japan.
Why does he go to Japan?
To try to remember who he is and where he came from.
How he got there. Because all he remembers is that he was there.
He's not going to get in there. You know, them blades, those sushi competition. Banzai.
That'd be awesome.
He could do that. Yeah.
He could be catching a fish out of the water with one and whipping it up some, you know.
Yep. It'd be Logan Dreams of Sushi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Logan Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah, he goes there to find out who he is. And also in the movie, it looks like he's trying to not be immortal anymore. The whole how he gets...
Yeah, he wants to die.
Because he's sick of, you know...
Yeah, you're like Superman, want to give up the powers.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
once hard.
Once you have all the powers, you don't want him anymore.
Right.
Heavy lays the crown, Kevin.
I understand.
I think it actually looks pretty good. Directed by James Mangold, who has done some pretty good movies. Copland... 3:10 to Yuma with Crow and Bale, so he's an all right director. We'll see what he does with the Wolverine. This was supposed to be done by Darren Aronofsky, who did Requiem for a Dream, and The Wrestler and Black Swan. That guy's a crazy director. He almost did the Wolverine. That would have been something else, but alas, alternate dimension Wolverine. What are you looking at, Drew? You're making crazy faces over there. What are you doing?
I'm just look at the month of August. That's all.
Oh, you're looking at the month of August. You saw something that made you look like you smelled the shit. What's going on over there?
Well, August 2nd comes out. 300 Rise of an Empire.
What is that?
Yeah,
looks so terrible.
The 300 prequel, Rise of Xerxes,
Made by
nobody important.
Some dude.
Just some guy that picked up the ball and ran with it.
Yep.
Negative.
Yep. I'm sure Snyder's producer, Zack Snyder, but I'd be surprised if this movie even comes out at that time, because I haven't seen any commercials, any trailers, nothing for that movie.
No,
then again, I'm not really looking very hard for it either.
But then there's this movie, Two Guns, starring Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg.
No, Denzel.
What the F?
Wait, no, what's the... Read the description on that one. That sounds familiar.
A DEA agent with an undercover naval intelligence officer who have been tasked with investigating one another find they have been set up by the mob, the very organization the two men believe they have been stealing money from.
Yeah, it sounds like a kind of Departed sort of where... Or Mr. and Mrs. Smith pitting them against each other, and then they'll probably end up working together.
Exactly.
Two Guns. Who's directing that one?
Some dude
named
Baltazar Kormakur.
Yeah,
that's the guy who did that Mark Wahlberg movie Contraband that came out last year.
Yes,
he directed that and the original version of that he made in like Belarus or wherever the hell he's from.
Okay,
Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn passed on this. They were supposed to be the two in this.
Was it going to be a comedy?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
That's weird.
Yep.
And now it's going to be...
They passed on that so I can do that Google movie, The Internship.
Which looks terrible.
Awful, awful. Have you seen that trailer? Holy cow.
Don't.
Does that...
Save yourself the time.
That movie... Well, this guy is not much of a Owen Wilson fan, actually.
No.
And you're wearing thin on the Vince Vaughn, I believe.
I can't do the Vince. Too much Vince Vaughn.
Well, he's all Vince Vaughn
if
in this
he's
one.
Like, he's too much so Vince Vaughn. Like, what's the guy name that's too much what's his name?
Jack Black. Jack Black. He's too black for
I just him? Need to dial him down. He's too high. Too turned up. He's on a 10. I need him like at a 7 like, or 6.
7. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Vince Vaughn is. Too much Vince Vaughn. Give me a little less of that and he's all right.
He's always in Vince Vaughn mode.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, then definitely don't see The Internship. Definitely do not see that one. Second week of August. Matt Damon movie.
Elysium.
With Neil Blomkamp. Well, directed by Neil Blomkamp.
Looks
written and directed
crazy.
By him.
Crazy.
What is that?
Elysium. Matt Damon plays a guy. He's a poor guy who lives on Earth. It's like a ravaged Earth. You know, that's where all the poor people live, just trying to get by.
Mm-hmm.
All the rich people live on a space station that's orbiting Earth.
Of
where
course.
There's no disease. No war.
Knew they would leave.
Everything's perfect. So for whatever reason, Matt Damon needs to break into that space station.
But first he has to get some things bolted into his skull.
He gets like this crazy robo exo suit thing grafted onto him by some like backyard mechanic surgery guy. And then he's going to, like, fight robots and try to break into the space station. It looks like an epic, thought-provoking, very layered science fiction film.
It's all about class warfare.
It's all class warfare.
What else is it?
Much like the guy's previous movie, District 9.
Here we go. I can't watch it.
That's why we didn't say it.
That's why I was waiting.
I'm not going to watch it.
Why? What do you got against District 9, Kevin?
It's nothing about District 9. Now, when they show this heaven, this utopia that's floating.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the white people.
Matt
Damon, though, it's only good white folk that want to go up there and save everybody. Well, that's what it is.
The trailer doesn't say why he's trying to get up there.
Because he wants
or
to be the hero. He's the Nero for the Negroes.
is that what's going on?
I don't know nothing about it. I'm going to watch the trailer.
The trailer looks pretty interesting.
They got Jodie Foster in there, and she will not be kissing.
She's an evil bitch.
Yeah, She like runs a space station or whatever.
Yeah,
she runs Elysium.
She does run a tight ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do know what you mean.
I don't think I do. I don't think I know what you mean.
Drew's left it in the dark at that one. I think this movie looks pretty epic.
I'm watching the trailer. Now.
And check out that trailer. I think it looks like an epic way to pretty much end the summer movie season. You think there's something else coming out in August that's going to be better than that?
Not better, but August 16th, Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different director.
Yeah, but it's got Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is awesome. I really do like the first Kick-Ass. I'm keeping my expectations pretty low for Kick-Ass 2, though. And that's August when? 16, you said?
Yeah.
August 16.
And then we have the new Simon Pegg Nick Frost movie, The World's End.
That's gonna be
coming out.
That's gonna be fun.
August 23rd.
The pub crawl that happens during the end of the world. A lot of end of the world post apocalyptic movies coming out.
I like it. I'm a big fan of the post apocalypse. I mean, I love the Fallout series.
That's what's on people's minds right now.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
So are you checking out that trailer?
It's a warning. Yeah. Oh, it's District 9 up in the air. It's the same thing.
Without aliens,
they just take it to every continent now.
I think it looks pretty.
Look at
that.
There's a prawn. He's a damn prawn. He's the damn same character as the other dude with the arm. It's the same thing.
That's awesome. Look at that.
Yeah, it's the arm. He's got the bar. Look at that. Yeah, straight up in the end, he is assimilated. Yeah,
he's so badass looking.
As District 10.
Oh, man.
That's what they should have named it. They got more people to go see it.
They're talking about making, they want a sequel. District 9 made so much money, they want a sequel to that. They love District 10.
This is it.
No, this is going to be
something different.
These are prawns.
This is the closest they will get to a sequel to that. Trust me, they want a sequel.
Matt Damon's a robot.
He looks like he's turning into one. Yeah.
He's a Borg.
Looks pretty badass. Yeah. Looks pretty awesome. I'm excited for it.
All right.
Hey, we'll find out August 9th. And then The World's End is August when?
23rd.
That's the follow-up to Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Have you seen those movies, the British guys, Shaun of the Dead?
I did see that.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, what was this?
That's the same people.
Buddy Cops. The fat dude and the other one. And then they also did the one with the... they were in Vegas with the alien and
Paul.
All of those, yeah.
The director that did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, they teamed up again with Peg and Frost to do this At World's End movie.
I like those dudes. My girl likes them, so that's how I actually saw these movies.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Fat Boy Run, all of that.
I haven't seen that one.
But
yeah, that's the Simon Pegg one.
She loves all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to The World's End. So, okay, so then with The World's End... would come the end
of the world
of the summer movie season, or the world, depending on how you look at movies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of, we went over quite a bit of movies there.
Yeah, we did. That's a bunch.
And we skipped a bunch of them, too.
Oh, we skipped a whole lot.
But a lot of them are crap anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've got that Planes movie coming out, Disney. They're Which expanding one? On the Cars universe.
Oh, thank God he didn't mention that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just did.
I'm sorry.
No Spike Lee.
Well, you just had that Red Hook Summer that's on the Netflix Instant now.
Yeah. I'm talking about nothing new, man. I mean.
Old Boy. That comes out next year, I think.
Old Boy.
Or later this year. I think his Old Boy remake comes out next year with Josh Brolin and Samuel Jackson. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that's the summer movie preview, Cinema Crespodiso style. We just went through chronologically and talked shit about all those films.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
that's what we roll.
That's what we roll, and that's what you get. So thanks a lot for tuning in and listening to that. Kevin, thanks a lot for hanging out and doing the summer movie guide with us.
Fangus.
Giving us the extra input. Drew, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
Follow the show on Twitter at CrespoDiso. Follow Kevin on Twitter at
The Soul Brother.
Also follow his show at
SBK Live.
Follow Drew at
Antihero419.
And tweet him often because he loves it.
I don't.
He does. He absolutely. You
know, I disagree.
He's thrilled about Twitter.
He loves it.
All right, so we're gonna shut this thing down for now, and then we're gonna get ready to record episode 16.
Number. I think we just got buzzed by the SBK Live plane.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So there we go, guys. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. Tell your friends, and we'll be back soon.